let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. In a newly republished edition of the fantasy adventure The Dream Wizard, Dr. Alexander Randall V pens the tale of a young boy and his dog who attend night school to learn magic and confront his nightmare monster. This revised edition includes advice for remembering and interpreting dreams, called Perfect for Teaching Kids How to Overcome Nightmares. Dr. Randall is a professor of communications at the University of the Virgin Islands, where he teaches psychology of sleep and dreaming, among other courses. In earlier incarnations, he created the world's first e-commerce business, the Boston Computer Exchange, and he created a nonprofit that distributed computers in Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union right as the Berlin Wall was coming down. He's been the good news guy on Radio Virgin Islands and host of Freedom Technology on The Voice of America. Four advanced degrees from Princeton and Columbia universities. He spent 8 years researching and traveling all over the world, teaching students how to remember their dreams and how to make sense of them. He lives in Princeton, New Jersey, and Dr. Alexander Randall V, author of The Dream Wizard, is with us on This Week in America. Dr. Randall, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here with you. Coast to coast.
What a story that you've created, and I'm taking notes as we go here so we can sort of interpret our dreams. We all have them and sometimes don't know what to do with them, if there's anything we should do with them. Let's first of all talk about the inspiration for the book. What made you decide to write this book, particularly in the style that you have?
Well, I did a bunch of scholarly stuff that nobody reads, and I thought to myself one day, what if you turned your scholarly stuff into a fairy tale? What if you told a story? What if you did it in the form that a parent could read to a child at night, or a tweener age kid could read on their own, and teach people through a story about what they can do with their dreaming mind? You have it, it's there all the time. Most of us ignore it.
Well, that's the way it happens. And with the book and the form it's written, we can share it with our kids. Our kids can share it with us. And, you know, I mentioned the book is great in helping kids overcome their nightmares. It helps adults as well. The book is The Dream Wizard. Dr. Alexander Randall V is the author. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. And I get the impression you really enjoy what you're doing. You enjoy writing. What makes you happy about being an author and sharing these stories you want to tell?
Well, this book, the Dream Wizard book, is part of a set of three. The second is going to be out in just a few days, and the third one will be out before the end of the summer. They're set, and they all contain adventure stories. I like adventure stories. I like things where kids do funky stuff. I like that in dream world you can do things and imagine things that you can't do in the real world. And that's kind of the driver of the whole thing. Here's this special state of mind. You're going to go into it every night for the rest of your life. You've done it your entire life. You'll spend 22 years of your life asleep. You'll spend about 8 years of your life dreaming. And how many people listening to this have ever taken a course or a class that taught you how to do anything with that? This is like having a built-in part of your body that you ignore. And I thought, why? Let's connect people, get people back connected, pay attention, listen to your dreams, examine them, explore them, figure out what they're about. What are they saying to you about you? And that's such a driver. As soon as you realize that you can learn more about yourself and know more about who you are and what matters to you, well, everybody gets interested in that.
So this really, if I'm understanding correctly, is a tool, a very important tool that's been given to us. Am I oversimplifying, or is that the case?
I think that the dreaming mind is our most ancient way of thinking. I think that our ancestors, cave era, on the savannas, that what they were doing in their heads during the day is very close to what we do when we're dreaming. That's a kind of like a vestigial organ. It's a piece of us that's left over from another era. And it's still there. It didn't go away. It just gets pushed into night and so easy to ignore. This is a key part of the way our brain works. We have to sleep every night. We have to have dreaming sleep every night. A whole bunch of body repair goes on every night. But what do we know about it? What's our culture tell us? Here as Americans, they're treated as though they were silly.
Yes.
When you wake up in the morning, you say to mom, I had a nightmare last night. Mom says, it's just a dream. Ignore it. Forget about it. And that forget about it leaks into everything in our lives. That, oh, well, I don't need to pay any attention to this. So what we're interested in here is helping people learn how to remember, how to pay attention, how to make dreaming something they pay attention to rather than just totally ignore. And as soon as you start to do that, this door opens in your brain, this dream theater opens up and can do all kinds of things. Once you find out how you can engage it, it becomes a fun place to play. I go to sleep every night lying there going, oh boy, I'm going to go do some cool adventure right now. Off to sleep I go.
You do it so well. You tell that story in The Dream Wizard. Dr. Alexander Randall V is our guest in the program, the author, the fantasy adventure, The Dream Wizard. I'm interested in where this began with you. Was there a time, how did you decide, I keep having these dreams, I wonder if they actually mean something? When did the inquiring part of your mind take over and you started doing a little research into dreams and what they mean?
I would go back all the way to my earliest possible memory, which is having a nightmare and running down the hall to my parents' bedroom and climbing into bed beside my parents. That goes way back. I couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 years old when I had a nightmare like that. And then other times in my life, I've had other nightmares. And some of them are attached to school, and some of them are attached to jobs I have to do. I began to look at those nightmares and think, why do I have this recurring one? Why do I keep doing the same stupid thing that makes me anxious? And the more I paid attention to it, the more I found out that my nightmares were a result of daymares, and that if I started to work on the daymare, the nightmare would change. That was a huge revelation. That happened somewhere in the middle of college. I went, wow, I can change this stuff? Wow, this is not just something that happens to me, but it's something I'm engaged with. That's a very exciting thought. And as soon as you engage that thought, the dreaming doesn't just fall out of the sky on you, but it's a kind of compilation of where you are right now with where you've been your whole life, with where humanity's been. And you start to look at your own dreams like these are picture stories that I have some engagement with. And I can enjoy them and I can change them. And I like the idea teaching people, showing people that it's possible to change nightmares.
And you've
and
done
right
it.
Now with COVID,
oh,
with
yes.
lockdowns, with our racial issues, there are a lot of people having nightmares right now. A lot of people. How do you work with your nightmares to make them different, improve them, change them? That's a huge open topic.
And a key to that is what Dr. Randall has done with his book, The Dream Wizard, presented in such a unique way that it's an entertaining story, yet the story is based on something that we all can apply to our lives, to take this time that we sleep and dreams and actually interpret and use these to help shape our lives. What has the response been to the book so far? I'm reading reviews and people love what you're doing. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, people love that it's just a story. This isn't didactic. It's not a textbook. I don't stand back and lecture. It's an adventure story. My little kid in the story is running around doing things, meeting people, having adventures, climbing down inside the earth, meeting nightmare monsters. And he does things. He has sword fights with a nightmare monster, and he does other things. And then he goes to night school and meets people in night school who have ideas about what else he can do. So it's an adventure story. It's a fantasy. It's fun. We didn't even talk about dreams until about 2/3 of the way through, and it starts to come out that Sandy can change his dreams, and then he starts to explore how to do that. I just like the idea of planting seeds in people's mind that this is something you can engage. You can do things with this. You can. It's a magic theater in your head, and anything can happen in it.
Can you control that? Can you say you have a dream on Tuesday night and it didn't reach a satisfactory conclusion? Can you go on Wednesday or Thursday
right.
and sort of bring that back up again?
Well, I don't think anybody can just do that like, okay, I'm going to do that tonight. But it is a matter of practice, and it's a matter of thinking about it. So you have a nasty dream on Wednesday, and on Thursday during the day for a little while, you think about what was the storyline, who were the people that were involved, what kind of things does that sound like in my real life, what else could I have done differently? I love that question, and I ask kids that all the time. Well, you ran from the monster. What else could you have done? And it isn't so much that you make that different thing happen. It's that your brain engages the possibility that there is a different way to do it. Just opening that door up. You don't have to run from the monster. You could turn and ask him a question. And if you're afraid of that, you could turn and ask him a question with the dog standing beside you snarling at him. And if that's still too frightening for you, invite the whole army to be standing behind you. It's a dream. You can do anything. So what we want people to think about is what else could I do? What's the story? What's happening? Who are the people involved? What else could I have done at that moment? And that's the secret to opening up nightmares and changing them. It's just to ask during the day, what else could I have done under those circumstances? And just explore that. What are some of the possibilities?
The book by Dr. Alexander Randall V is The Dream Wizard, The Fantasy Adventure, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. When you write a book, they usually try the publisher to get you to target to a specific group. And I'm thinking as I'm reading the book, that doesn't really fit into just a group. I mentioned adults will get as much out of this as probably many kids. Who is the book designed for? Who do you see an interest group that would want to read The Dream Wizard?
It's funny because when I started writing it, I was a young parent, and my idea was to write a story that a parent could read to a child. That was my fantasy, that mom buys the book and reads it to her child as a bedtime story. So that was the original idea. Since then, I found that a lot of adults read it and just go, this is just a great adventure story, and these ideas about dreams are kind of interesting. But my original target was read this to the kid. The kid's coming to you, he's got a nightmare. What are you going to do? Read him this bedtime story. And now there are three books in the set, so each one of them explores different things you can do, different adventures, different dogs, and different ways you can fiddle around in your dreams and do some different stuff.
The way you write is very visual. I see it as I'm reading it. Any consideration to making videos out of the books?
Well, from your lips to God's ears, I would love to make a Disney kind of cartoon movie of it. And, you know, the second book as well. The third one's full of pirates. It's very visual. I experience my dreams as being primarily visual. I do get occasional sounds and occasional tastes and touches, but most of it's visual, and it has to do with the way our brains are put together. So I write in order to say, so you see things. That the book is full of visual imagery and we're seeing things. On top of which, I engaged a really fantastic artist to create original pieces for this book. In fact, all three in the set are going to have art by the same artist. And she's famous. She did the painting of Barbara Bush in the Bush Library. She has stuff in museums all over the world. And her art is really pretty spectacular. And she and I jammed a long time about what goes where, how to make the book as visual as possible.
The book is The Dream Wizard, Dr. Alexander Randall V, our guest on the program. Information on our website, you can link on by going to thisweekinamerica.us. Of course, the book available at Amazon, all the usual places. If somebody's listening and they're thinking, okay, this really sounds like a story. My kids, they have nightmares. This sounds like an entertaining story, and I may be able to help them through this period as well. How do they go about reading this book to young children?
Well, it's right now on Amazon. It's on special, so we don't want to miss out on that. It's 99 cents a copy on Amazon right now if you get the Kindle edition. So that's a bargain, down from the normal Kindle price of, I think, $4 or $5. This is a book, if the kid is old enough to read Harry Potter, the kid will want to read this book on their own. It's that kind of engaging story. A parent with a slightly younger child who can't read that much chapter book with pictures, and their kids that are in the grade school era that aren't up to chapter books yet, mom and pop read the book to the kid. Beyond that, I think a lot of teenagers are going to find that this is opening up the magic theater in the brain. Read a fun little story. Read about this kid who's playing around with his dreams and figure out how you can do it too. Wow, that sounds like fun. And the best part of this is when you start to learn about how to pay attention to your dreams and do things with them and explore them, it doesn't interfere with anything else. Just nothing. Your nighttime is going to be there every night no matter what. You're never going to not be sleeping. It's going to happen to you every night for the rest of your life. So you either ignore it or figure out how to pay attention to it. That's your choice.
Yep, and make the best out of it. You presented it in such a delightful way in the book, The Dream Wizard, Dr. Alexander Randall V, with us on the program. You've done an excellent job in writing. I'm looking forward to the other books in the series as well. What are some of the problems that new authors face? You see, here so often people have ideas for books, in your case, taking this interpretation of dreams and present it in a way that's entertaining yet informative. What are some of the problems that new authors face as they're trying to get started?
Well, every author faces it. If you're not Stephen King and you don't have an audience that's going to buy your book in the airplane, airport bookshop or magazine stand, it's really hard to get your idea out. And what you're doing right now is the most important thing, to open up the idea, to share it with people, to show it around, and people either need it or they don't. Somebody who's listening to us right now who's had nightmares or has children with nightmares, you're going to go buy The Dream Wizard right now because it speaks to you about what you need. Somebody else who doesn't, never had a nightmare, doesn't know what it's about, sleeps soundly every night, you're not going to buy this book. That's fine with me. But anybody who's interested in how to get the most out of themselves, how do you get to the core of who you are? How do you get down to the nitty-gritty of you? You're going to want to learn how to pay attention to your dreams, because that's magic road to the inside you.
And I know one of the themes that's important to you is kindness. And as we deal with children, especially in this world today, why is it so important to teach kindness to children, do you think?
I have 5 kids, and every kid has a potential mean streak. Every kid has a reason to walk around upset, mad. Something bothered them, didn't go their way, somebody was bad to them. Every kid's got a reason to be angry. And some kids turn that into action, and they bully other people and carry it on. Other people go inside and figure out where to come from. Why did I feel that way? How can I feel different? And those people, I think, are happier in life because they've engaged the problem. They've engaged who they are. So this kind of built-in nastiness, it goes away, and you become a decent citizen after you learn you don't need to live that way. So I'm concerned with kindness. I want people to learn how to be good to each other. I mostly want people to learn how to be good to themselves. Take care of you. Right now, you have a nightmare. Right now, something's worrying. Right now, something's bothering you. Woke up in the morning, and it was upsetting. Well, let's figure it out, and then see if we can do some action here in the world that will change that. Every nightmare has a daymare. If you can find the nightmare, you can find the daymare, you can change both of them. And that's how we change us. That's how we change our families. That's how we change our neighborhood. It's figure out what the problem is and go figure out how to solve it.
Boy, so much to talk about and so little time going by so quickly. The book is The Dream Wizard, Dr. Alexander Randall V, with us on the program. What is the main goal of writing the book? We've talked a lot about it, and you've worked with students for years and getting them to understand their dreams. What's the takeaway you want for people who read The Dream Wizard?
We want everybody to be whole, to be complete, to be their full self. And a lot of us, this is a whole part of our being, our sleeping mind, our dreaming mind, our fantasy mind, our imagination mind. We disconnected from it. We went to school and everybody told us that there was a right answer to every question. And we're fooled into thinking that that's the way the real world is. A lot of creativity, invention, and discovery of self has nothing to do with the right answer. It's about finding your answer. So what we're really interested here is having people turn on to discovering themselves inside, who they are, what goes on, what matters, what they want to change, how they want to be. This is all about what psychology and to me, education is all about. It's self-discovery. Who are you? And if you don't know everything about you, how do you find out more? One of the best ways is to figure out what you're doing in your dreams. You're doing it every night. You're going to do it every night for the rest of your life. Nothing more than a notebook sitting beside your bed is enough to get started. And on the way, you're going to discover a whole lot about who you are.
Dream Wizard will help you do that by our guest, Dr. Alexander Randall V. Let's talk a little bit about where you get the book. You mentioned the best place, Amazon? I mean, you can buy it for
Amazon, 99 cents. Yeah. We have a special going on for just 3 months at 99 cents a Kindle copy. There's also a hardback. There's also a paperback. If somebody mails it to me, I'll sign it and send it back to them. But the 99 cent Kindle thing is a bargain. And we just want people to be able to see it. We think this is a great book that people are going to enjoy a lot. It's fun. It's fast. It's easy read. And it's got a whole lot of interesting ideas plugged into it that aren't your normal everyday thoughts.
And then you'll want to get the rest in the series. Tell me again about the other books and when they may be available.
Book two is just, I'm making changes to the back cover right now. It should be out before the end of August, maybe the middle of August. That one's called Dream Wizard Escapes. It's placed in Boston. We have another dog because all my stories have dogs in them, and the dogs are always integral to the story. And in this particular story set in Boston, our young hero gets kidnapped and tries to escape and tries several different escapes and finally dreams with his co-kidnappee, the other kid who's kidnapped. They dream their escape, and it's really a lot of fun. They do it in something we call mutual dreaming, where they're both in the same dream at once doing things together, and that's a wild idea in itself. And then of course there's this adventure story as they get out, the crashing around in the closets with all the craziness. So that's a whole adventure story in Boston around Public Garden and the Boston Common with a dog who, of course, saves the day. The third book I'm about halfway finished with. It'll be done before Thanksgiving. And it's placed in a Caribbean island with a bunch of pirates. And our young hero is trying to figure out how to get the buried treasure. And all of the discovery of how to find the buried treasure goes on inside his dreaming mind. It's a trip, and the pirates are characters, and the other people who show up, they're all characters. The whole thing about writing a story is to come up with interesting characters who have some qualities or characteristics that make them fun to read about, and then place those people in a bunch of adventures. And that's what all three stories are. They're all under the Dream Wizard imprint. They're all from Westwood Books. By Christmas time, there'll be a set of three. And all of them are looking at, as an undercurrent, they're all looking at different things that happen in people's dreaming minds and what can be done, what the possibilities are. And that's what's a lot of fun about it.
Great story. So well presented. The Dream Wizard by Dr. Alexander Randall V. Out of time here, but if I said sweet dreams before we leave, is that something you can actually do? Can you will sweet dreams?
Well, whatever you think about as you're going to sleep is going to form about 50 to 60% of what you're dreaming about. So planting seeds last thing at night as you're going to sleep to think about or to dream about some particular topic really is something you can do. So when mom says to you sweet dreams, if you're thinking sweet thoughts at that moment, you keep thinking sweet thoughts, you're probably going to have a sweet kind of a dream. But if you're sitting there, as so many of us do, lying in bed, staring at the ceiling, worrying about the things that are going on during the day, well, then you're probably going to have nightmares about them. So that's one of the things we all need to pay attention to is what are we doing in the last few minutes before we actually go to sleep? We're planting seeds of what we're going to dream about. So plant carefully.
That is great information for everybody, whether you're an adult or a child. So if you go to sleep and the last thing you're thinking about is that car payment at the end of the month, you're going to have a banker chasing you in your dream, probably. So you really don't want to do that.
You got it. You hit it right on the nose. Exactly the point. And that's why one of the things I tell people all the time is put a notebook beside your bed and write down what your problems are in the notebook last thing at night, and then put it down. That's not your problem now. Those daytime things will be there in the morning. Now you're going to sleep. Don't call those problems into your dreams with you. And, of course, a lot of people are doing that. They're lying in bed at night worrying about COVID or worrying about their job or worrying about the rent or whatever they're worrying about. And then, they're being chased by nightmare monsters.
Well, Dr. Randall, it has been a pleasure. Our guest is Dr. Alexander Randall V. The book is The Dream Wizard, available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on. Thank you, sir, for being with us on the program. We'll stay in touch, hopefully be able to do this with the other books in the series. It's been a pleasure having you with us. Thank you.
Thank you, and sweet dreams.
And you as well. Not that I know that works. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'll write down car payment, worry about that in the morning. I'm going to go to sleep with a smile on my face. So the book is The Dream Wizard, and all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after this.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.